This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Tuesday, the 19th of March. Population growth fueled by soaring migration is set to cut the amount of GST revenue coming to New South Wales by $80 per person next financial year, heaping pressure on the state government to fund hospitals, schools and roads with a decreasing share of Commonwealth cash. Analysis by the Daily Telegraph shows that even on conservative population estimates, the amount of GST revenue per capita will slump from $2,902 in 2023-24 to $2,822 in the coming 12 months. A beloved Special Forces soldier, described by his squad mates as a loyal friend with an infectious sense of humour, has been farewelled in a heartfelt ceremony. Lance Corporal Jack Patrick Fitzgibbon suffered critical injuries during Special Forces training at RAAF Base Richmond in northern Sydney on March 6. A packed service was held at St Joseph's Catholic Church in Cessnock on Monday, with a large contingent of MPs, defence personnel and locals in attendance. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
In Victoria, organised crime figures who use their profits to lash out on yachts, penthouse living and sex workers will pay the price under new Allan government laws. Legislation to go before state parliament today will give authorities fresh powers to make criminals repay wealth and expenditure they cannot prove was lawfully acquired. Bikies, Middle Eastern organised crime figures and some combatants in Melbourne's fiery tobacco warfare are among criminals who have made extravagant displays of their spending in recent years, infuriating police. And Adelaide's most famous madam, Stormy Summers, has died 3 days short of her 78th birthday. Stormy died in hospital on Sunday night after a short illness. An icon of the city, Stormy Summers will be remembered by many as a controversial brothel owner with close links to bikies and the underworld, who audaciously ran for Lord Mayor and Parliament and had occasional run-ins with the police.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. Us on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.